Next, coming up here on The Mix. All right, it's The Mix, and I promise you guys, especially those of you who maybe are coming in from the suburbs or heading downtown to do After 5 Live to see the Indigo Girls, I promise you we have them in here because you're not going to be able to get into to the house. Indigo Girls are here. Amy and Emily, welcome, by the way. Welcome. Hey, you guys like Chicago?
Yeah, but we feel bad for all those people.
Yeah.
We love Chicago. We've played here a lot. We really love it.
Last trip would have been Lilith Fair, right? Last time you guys were here, or that I'm aware.
No, we came back and played a theater show, didn't we, this fall?
Yeah.
So you guys, can you even keep track?
We did. We came and played a theater show. I remember because we had a local favorite, Kelly Hogan, sitting in with us.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. Are you both from Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wasn't born there, but I've lived there all my life.
Now, did you guys meet in college or after college?
Elementary school.
You've been friends that long?
Yeah, yep. 25 years.
But, okay, now...
Playing for 20 years together.
You were solo acts, though, first, weren't you?
I mean, yeah.
We started when I was 15 and she was 16, and we played some solo and some together, and that continued the solo and together thing probably until about 84, and then we really... It was just a duo from that point.
Okay, because musically you're kind of different.
Very.
Yeah, but then together you're... Well, you're the Indigo Girls together.
Yeah.
Well, so now there's an Atlanta music scene, though, that's pretty strong. I mean, you guys come out of there, R.E.M., and you're friends... Are you still friends with Michael Stipe? You guys keep in touch?
We see him now and then, not very often anymore.
We think highly of them, but we never see them.
Yeah. You know, he's 40 years old now. Do you even have, go to a party for his 40th birthday?
Happy birthday, Michael.
My heart, I did.
And who else is that? No, Collective Soul, that's recently
Sean
out of
that. B-52.
Sean Mullins, yep.
Yeah, because we had him here. So it's kind of...
And then there's a whole R&B scene, yeah. TLC, Lafice Records.
What is it out of Atlanta? I mean, there's an Atlanta music scene. I mean, is it something that you guys are well aware of, or it just kind of happened?
It's been around forever. I mean, it doesn't get recognized that often, actually. I mean, we have an incredible R&B scene, incredible alternative scene, and folk scene, and bluegrass. But I think it's just because there's not a lot of record label activity down there, and it's pretty free. It's a lot freer feeling because people aren't competing constantly, and I think that nurtures an environment of camaraderie, and it makes it a better scene in some ways.
So it's not I wondered when you guys were each kind of solo-ish, you weren't competitive at all. I mean, you were friends anyway, and then I wasn't sure.
When we were playing in hotel bars and fern bars, as we call them, and.
Cool.
In little cafes and stuff like that, and then we just forged a career together, sort of naturally.
Did you guys stay home and watch the Grammy Awards the other night, or were you?
I only watched the beginning of it because I had dinner with my sister.
I saw the end, so together.
You guys don't even care. You're Grammy
winners. I saw the Dixie Chicks. I love those guys.
How long ago did you guys pick up your Grammy?
Ten years ago.
Was it for folk?
Contemporary folk. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call your music? Because, I mean, that's what they gave you a Grammy for, but what do you guys call it?
Sort of folk rock.
We'll take a Grammy however we have to get it. So.
Yeah.
We call ourselves, we try to be songwriters.
That works for me.
That's the main thing. And whatever we end up doing musically, just that's what we do.
Hey, you're selling CDs. You've been multi-platinum, millions of CDs sold. In fact, I think you probably, for doing this After 5 Live for us at the House of Blues, you guys have sold more. You're our biggest stars that we've brought in for this, probably. That's
all
why
right.
There's such a line out there. And you, if so, people coming down for it, you're going to get to hear, we'll do three songs. Is that cool?
Yeah, sure.
So you got to do Peace Tonight, the new song.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, there are horns in this song, though.
I know.
You're not going to have anyone
do it.
Can you do
the horns? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. If you can do them, it'll work for us.
I love it. It sounds really cool.
Yeah, there are three New Orleans, basically street players where they grew up, and there's not even a trumpet in that horn mix, so it's really, unusual. A lot of fun.
It sounds
trombone
really neat.
And two saxes.
We started playing it, a month or two ago, and I just started, I love the horns in there.
Yeah.
It's fun.
All
right, let's do, the Indigo Girls are in the studio, and you can't get into the House of Blues for After 5 Live, but they're going to play, right now, first one is Peace Tonight, is that cool?
Yeah.